I was pretty upset about the throw before that, and then we had to, you know, get a score there, get it back up to two possession. Yeah, I mean, I'm just frustrated. I didn't throw the ball very well. I'm not trying to be ridiculously humble right now. I'm frustrated. The ball that wasn't coming off the way I wanted it to today. Missed some guys. I should have had Greg open a couple times and missed him. Missed Jordy on a crossing pattern there in the third quarter. And, you know, it's a game where it's a unusual scheme we're playing against. They're playing a lot more man than we usually see. You know, there's some throws, some tighter windows than you usually get maybe, and some throws I usually hit that I didn't hit today. So that's frustrating, but it's nice we came up with a big drive there at the end and put them away.
Garrett, is that how high the standard is around here? I mean, you guys scored 35 in one game, but it just might say the same thing, disappointing about some of the fundamentals not being
here
today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but personally I just didn't play my best game. So got to look at myself first. I got to play better. And, you know, it probably won't be as close.
Is that the sign of a good offense, though, to come up with a couple of big plays even after you had a great half?
Yeah, I mean, we have a good offense. There's no doubt about that. We just got a little stagnant there in the third quarter. And, you know, they made some plays. LeGarrette ran the ball really well, and Josh made some plays throwing the football. So, you know, we knew at some point they're a good offense. They're going to score some points. We just couldn't put them away there a little quicker. We've, you know, last couple games – really, a few times this season, we've deferred, scored before the half, and scored in the second half on the opening drive to kind of put some good distance between us and the opponent. So, wanted to today. Driver made a nice catch there in that first drive of the second half to get us in good position, but we just couldn't convert that into points and let them hang around a little bit. And, you know, it was a 60-minute game.
Was the wind a factor at all?
No, I don't think the wind was a factor. Maybe in the kicking game a little bit. But no, not like it can be here.
Is it just one of those days, or did you feel it in practice during the week?
Feel what?
Well, I mean, you said it wasn't that good of a day.
I said personally, yeah, I didn't play my best. No.
So it's just one of those days.
It was just one of them? Yeah. I didn't throw the ball very well. Practice was fine, I thought, but just didn't throw the ball very well.
Can you talk about that interception?
I didn't. Yeah, I never saw him. Saw Mack. He was playing corner. They were playing Tampa 2. First look was to the right to Jermichael. Excuse me. As I came back to the left, James was working out. Figured that there was nobody out there, and didn't see him.
How quickly will you be able to focus forward to Detroit?
I mean, moving on very quickly. So we'll start looking at him tonight and tomorrow morning, and get ready.
Do you sort of feel that Mike talked about when you get the double-digit wins, you can start looking at your first goal, which is to win the division title. Do you feel like that game is for the division title?
For the division title? No, I don't. I mean, there's six games left, but it'll go a long way if we can beat them.
Aaron, James left on a card. Looked like Clay had something with his shoulder early on in the game. He didn't have Greg for – is this – it looked like you maybe had a couple of dings during the course of the game. Not an ideal week to be coming back with a quick turnaround for Thursday.
Well, hopefully, you know, Detroit played Carolina today, so I'm sure they'll be banged up a little bit too, and it's going to be tough for both of us, but we have to find a way. We've, you know, we've taken care of the first two steps in this 10-and-a-half day, three-game deal, so just got to get back. I think Mike's going to take care of our bodies this week and take it easy on us. Getting that training room, getting that hot tub, getting that cold tub, and hopefully be ready by Thursday.
A win's like this good for you guys overcoming adversity?
Yeah, a win is great. But, yeah, we've overcome some adversity this season and haven't really had to make a drive like that where we, you know, the game gets tight there. We're up by two, knowing that, you know, a touchdown can put them away. And it was nice to be able to get that touchdown.
Third down conversions to Donald. What was he doing today?
You know what? Donald just had more opportunities, I think, today. He does a good job in one-on-one coverage. He's very shifty. Would have liked to hit him there on the goal line when he got held. But, yeah, Donald made some big plays for us, came down with some nice catches, and showed he's, you know, he still has a lot left in the tank, I think. Yeah, it's not surprising. The plays that he makes, you see those in practice. You also have seen him throughout the season. So he's been very consistent. Does a great job getting open. He has very good body control. So got to go to him in crunch time, especially with Greg off the field. It wasn't even second thought for me. On that the touchdown to put us up by 9, we had mirrored routes on both sides. I was going to give Jordy a chance to make a nice catch. He made a great reaction there. If he had done what he did on purpose, that would be one of the better plays of our season. But I think he just kind of misjudged the ball at first, and then the defensive back was expecting a back shoulder throw and gave him the separation that he needed. We knew the situation. A first down would be very advantageous to us winning because they had 2 timeouts left and I think about 4:27 maybe, something like that on the clock. So we knew a first down would put us probably around the 2-minute mark, and 2 first downs would probably get it done. So we ran a couple of plays, run plays, and had a big third down. They brought empty pressure and pressed up across the board and we made a play.
What was BJ like in the huddle, and are plays like that kind of fun for you guys?
Yeah, he probably should report next time, but I don't know if we got away with one there. But we've been working on that for a long time, and guys always, we kind of tailor a celebration at the end of practice on Fridays around that play. And, you know, been waiting for Mike to call it, excited when he called it, when he saw Big BJ in there. He's probably, like I said, report next time, but I'm glad that we got him at touchdown.
Who's your better running back at this point, 90 or 8?
Yeah, Tim, Tim's got to hold on to that football. That was pretty funny. Excited. I was teasing him in the locker room about him kind of baiting that defender that he was going to punt it, but to double fumble there and It was a good play, though. We got a touchdown out of that drive, so got to give credit to Tim. But I think 90 is definitely a little bit more sure-handed right now.